Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, everybody? You know what it is, the Affair After Show at AfterBuzz TV. So Whitney says Noah isn't invited to her wedding. Noah helps Helen climb down the side of a cliff, and Helen still gets bit by a snake, survives, and they get resolution together. And we got a special guest in the building. Let's go. Let's get it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz. What's up, everybody?
Teen drama. Teen drama music.
Lamb's most favorite music ever.
I love it. Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? The Affair After Show. I am your host, Lim Gonzalez, and I'm super excited because not only was a great episode, not only is April sitting next to me, but we have a great guest in the building. Super excited. As I said about our amazing person next to me, I don't think she's been next to me at all this season.
No,
but today
best.
I am blessed. It is Sunday. Hallelujah. I prayed for this. April Winston is sitting right next to me.
Oh,
what's
gosh.
Up, girl?
You're going to make me cry just like I did during the show.
Stop it.
You're the best.
And of course, the homie Allison Deed is in the building.
Here I am.
Holding it down always. And it is guest time. Our guest today is the one and only accomplished actor, super friend of the show, William Christopher Stevens.
What's
in the building?
Look at him.
So cool.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
We're so excited to have you here.
Yes.
Happy to be
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about this episode? I will say that I did cry a thug tear.
One single thug tear
because I was, as you know, I want this to happen. I want them to get back together. And now I feel like it might happen. So, go ahead.
I want to know when your thug tear happened. What was the exact moment of this thug tear?
You
had a few
thug tears. Then I'm going to have to expose myself.
Exactly.
I'm trying to say it was one. But I will say the biggest...
There was more than one.
The biggest thug tear came out when they were pretty much together, and Noah was helping her down the cliff. And he was like, just trust me. And it was like, I went back to the moment, you know what I'm saying? Way, way back. I know this is far-fetched for you, but for me, a thug, a sensitive thug, it is not. Do you know the movie Titanic, right?
Of course.
Just a small movie. Just a really small movie.
I've never seen that one.
And when Jack is like, blip, 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 you know, he's in there, and she's like, no. I went back to that moment.
Wow.
I went back to that moment and that was how important it was, because we know that Helen has not wanted to trust Noah for so long.
Right.
Like the whole soul is fully affair. So why would she trust him? And the fact that she had to trust him to get down that cliff, and she did trust him, even though they argued the whole time. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was momentous.
Yes.
Steven, thank you, sir. Salik, speak to me.
Another thug tear coming. Here we go.
I'm telling you, every time I see this movie, I really do. The sensitive thug comes out.
For sure.
Thug tears dry really quickly, too.
There you go.
They turn into tats.
The pipe whistle speaks to Lem.
There it is. I'm telling you, it does. This is literally one of my favorite movies of all time.
I think Helen always wanted to really... Okay, so I think there was a period where she definitely did not trust him, but I think ultimately she's always wanted to trust him.
Wanted to.
I really do think so.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do. I don't think it was a matter of... Because I agree with some of what Whitney said. I think there is a level of codependency that's happening here. Even if they don't want to recognize it, I mean, they were married. They have a lot of kids together.
Sure,
There's a lot of things there that you just can't undo, no matter what. So, anyway. Okay.
I mean, the episode just all together was an amazing one, because I think I personally feel as if the writers of The Affair have been listening to what I've been saying so long. Not just me.
All of us.
But I do feel personally victimized by Regina George. No, I'm kidding. But I literally feel like they've been listening to me, because they did what I needed them to do. They gave...
We think.
They gave... No. They gave a good enough and adequate goodbye from Noah to Allison. They didn't take away that relationship. Mm-hmm. They didn't act like it didn't happen. Oh, he tears up hearing her voice. Mm-hmm. He says, I loved her. I was this. I needed that to get... Because when she died... and a lot of fans were semi in an uproar, you know, because how could they not seem like it was a bigger deal to him, whatever.
Right.
So for them to kind of have him do the official goodbye to her, I was like, you won me over right there. Not that they haven't won me over a long time ago, but like you gave me what I needed.
For sure.
And then now I can accept she's gone. Helen's here.
So you have closure I have
closure. That's why I feel like
scene.
I have been doing that. Like, this is how you wrap up a show.
Gotcha.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if this was the terminus, if you will, of Allison and Noah, though. Because I still think we might have some real final stuff.
I disagree.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because I think we're going to see... the daughter back in, and I think that they're...
Which is why I feel like it is the terminus this episode.
I know, but I feel like Joanie and Noah are going to have something together, and I think that's going to then create some other after effects of... I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I think this was it.
Yeah.
Big Will, when you were coming in, your character was coming into that situation.
Literally coming in
high. Did you know what you were coming into when you were trying to get them to evacuate?
Yeah, I mean, you know... You get the script, you see what's going on, mm-hmm. and what was really cool to see what happened behind the closed door, because when doing it, you know, I just heard the shouting and all that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you come in, the whole attitude changes, because I'm like, you guys got to move, you got to get out of here. Right. So, yeah, it was like that moment before, is like, oh, okay, this is what was going on, this is what you guys were arguing about, you know? So, yeah, that was a cool thing to see.
And you came in, your character came in at a really momentous time, because you see Helen, she goes over, right? And if we go back to kind of the beginning, how it started, Whitney is on a tangent.
Oh, yeah.
Not mad at her.
Right.
Right? I feel like, yes, she doesn't want to give her dad a break. Helen is trying to plead with her. She goes in on Helen, is like, I don't want to be like you, because she's seen what her mom has gone through and what she sees Noah has taken her through.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, a lot of stuff happened when she was young, so she couldn't really process it. And so Helen's really like, no, this is not what it is. But Whitney is like, no. He's not even invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm. That's deep.
Yeah. That was huge.
It really surprised me, actually, because I really thought when she was in Montauk with Noah, they really did forge forward in a major way. Mm-hmm. You know, I really thought, okay, this is true progress. Absolutely. Here. And obviously, you know, no, they didn't necessarily talk about the spa incident, but it seemed like it was an unspoken truth that, okay, we're good. I get things were messy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think on the plane, that's where
yes.
her things mind changed. Just yes. really, and I don't, it's not stacking up for me. I don't know. It just doesn't, you know, I feel like, especially after everything that happened with Furcat and that weirdness, and just like, you know, there was a lot of things that he was saying in the conversation with her where I felt like it was a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, where she was suddenly like, oh god, like toxic men and da 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 da, but okay, my dad is not necessarily one of these guys, like he's done some bad stuff, but he's not, I don't know, I just really, it seemed like a weird 180 for me.
Well, I think looking at what Whitney has gone through, we've seen a lot of valleys with her, not very many peaks. And I think she, that whole situation in Montauk when they were shopping and doing the things for her wedding, and Noah was essentially planning the wedding.
Yep.
That was a great bonding moment. But I agree, she's had tumultuous relationship with men.
Yes.
And I feel like at that time on the plane, what we saw in the last episode, mm-hmm. When she's talking to old girl, on the plane, and kind of just, you know, like, look, this is a situation. Do you know what you're doing to family? He has kids, and they kind of have this moment, and she feels like, I think in her mind, she's like, my dad is just like these other men
yeah.
that have treated me bad.
Yeah.
And at that moment, all the things that they built up came crashing down, and now she sees her dad as one of those other men.
I mean, it sucks because, I mean, the whole... three episodes where they have this interaction and whatever, it's just kind of like gone to waste now. And we did always wonder as viewers and fans of the show, when is this terrible scene of him like touching his daughter, not knowing it was his daughter in this hot tub, gonna come back up. He leaned, whatever. It was bad. He was in a hot tub thinking that maybe something could be happening with these two women that were about to be there. Whatever. But it is, you know, it's tough to see because they never talked about this moment where I can only imagine. I can never imagine that happening with my own dad. Never mind. I was going to say, but I can only imagine if this, you know, in some crazy alternate universe happened with my dad, it would have been immediately talked about.
Traumatized. Exactly.
Absolutely. You're traumatized, whatever. But it would, we wouldn't have gone years upon years without ever having discussed it. And then, but for her to blame, and I don't think she did. It was more of Helen putting it all on this, but for her to blame all of her trauma on that moment, I was like, I don't think that's legitimate because she does have to take some responsibility for her own actions. But she actually didn't say that. Helen was the one that said that. Right. Anyway, but it just sucks to see all of this come crashing down over a very terrible night, probably the most terrible night in the life of Noah that we've seen happen. And then, it, you know, it just sucks.
And we've seen him, and he said that. He said, that was literally the worst day of my life.
Absolutely.
And I think Helen was mad, not necessarily that it happened. It was a very terrible thing that happened, but the fact that he didn't say anything,
right,
like you were saying earlier.
It could have not been a big deal. It could have been like, I was at this party. Hey, guess what? I'm married. My baby, even though not his baby, is being born on this night. I just so happened to be at this party and our daughter was there. How could you not say that your high school age daughter is there? And to see him turn that around on Helen tonight, I was like,
That's classic Noah. He wants to divert and give a reason for what he did, but he did kind of own up, and we'll get into that later. Will, what would you do if you were at a party and you were, you know, had some drinks in you.
Feeling good.
And,
a lot more than drinks, too.
A lot of stuff. So a lot of things that make you do other things.
Yeah, turn the sensor off.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden you get into a hot tub and you think it's a hot girl, uh-huh, and then it happens to be your daughter. Go.
I mean, not to put you on the spot.
At that point, I mean, what can you say?
Because
you already got thoughts in your mind. You turn somebody around. It's like,
what?
What were you going to do here, Dad?
Right.
What was going down? It's like, hey, this. I had some stuff earlier. It got good to me.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
Right.
You know. That's all you can do, and that's what he did. He ran away.
What the heck are you doing at this party, child?
Yeah.
Well, and that's when you get mad at them. Yeah, exactly. What are you doing here? Well, that's what he tried to say in hindsight. Like, look, why was she at this party? And Helen took it out. I was like, whoa, you're not going to dig on me. You know, you're not going to turn this on me. But I really think that he should have said something. And I think that would have made it all better. And maybe that would help Whitney's situation. Even though she had felt some kind of way about her father, mm-hmm, I think that would have helped heal the situation a little bit better.
Absolutely, because if they had tackled it immediately, I think things wouldn't have been stewing for as long as they...
Of course.
I mean, it's been going on now for so long.
Of course.
And she's been having all these emotions.
And harboring resentment against him.
Yeah.
The other thing is Noah runs. Yeah. We saw then when they were talking, Helen told him, do not leave. Mm-hmm. Do not leave. And what happens?
He runs.
Afterwards, she gets out there like, where's Noah? Oh, he had to leave. So he needs to stop running. That's one thing he needs to do. He needs to own up. But we see that later on in the episode. We see that he goes back. By the way, there were four
versions. It was amazing.
Which was crazy.
I loved it. That's the first time we've ever seen this.
And the first time that we saw Helen and Noah together.
Yeah.
Which was, again, amazing.
Another thug tier for that. Just when that came onto the screen.
But yeah, she goes, she's like, you know, needs a birth certificate. Whitney's like, I need it. Okay, it's at Noah's house. Let me go get it. He's over there. Let me find out. She goes to him and he's passed out. And then Helen just is trying to wake him up. She ends up falling asleep next to him. Yeah. At that moment, I knew
it was going to be good.
That was the first one. It was a mini one. It was a baby one. But she falls asleep next to him. They get up. And then, they're trying to look frantically for the birth certificate. And then that's when the hot tub situation comes up. Mm-hmm. And she's mad. Mm-hmm. She's upset rightfully.
Yeah.
Rightfully, because Noah, again, always doesn't want to own up to what he does. They talk about that. And then she tells him that he's not. Can you imagine, Will, can you imagine not being invited to your daughter's wedding?
Oh, that's crushing, man.
How would you feel? I would be obviously devastated.
Yeah.
Obviously devastated. You can see it on his face. And like, you raised this girl from a child, you know, into a young woman. This is like, it's like the pinnacle of fatherhood. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to dance with your daughter at the wedding. You give her away to a man. You're like, I want this man to take as good a care of her as I have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Granted, you know, he's now done this thing. So I want you to take better care of her than I have.
Right.
Don't hurt my baby. But right. It's like, you're not even invited now. So
not even coming.
It's rough. It was a rough moment to see and to hear the two of them talking about. Everybody in chat is saying the same thing, just because they're like, they thought everything was going so great. Lisa H says, I thought Whitney was just so excited about her dad helping her, and now that's all for nothing. It doesn't make sense. It does make sense in the sense of, you know, she is going through all of this. It's not like she just learned that this hot tub thing happened to her, but she's just learning that her dad may not be this person that she kind of never she's never thought that he was a great dad or an exceptionally good person or anything like that. But I think that they're doing this in the show, obviously, to give us something to bring Helen and Noah together about. Like, we are all not going to like the fact that she's not inviting him. Even I thought this was going to be an unpopular opinion of myself, but I was actually a little, not necessarily tonight so much, but last week, a little kind of almost annoyed with Whitney, because I was like, how are you, let's not blame everything on this one person. Like, I trust me, I'm not taking away at all whatsoever from what he did. He did traumatize her, and it was his job to figure that out with her. But, like, I'm like, you can't take this person doing all of this stuff for you, and you feel this, you feel some kind of way, and then in one conversation on a plane with some girl, she tells you, you know, he actually didn't do anything to me, but he made me feel this way. I guess I was just like, it's a little easy for her as a character to do. So, and then even with the birth certificate, I was like, that's on y'all. Like, right. Why didn't you ask for this before?
I know, like, my green card's going to expire. I really need this tomorrow. It's like, right.
You're a terrible planner. Right? Like, you are a terrible planner.
Another thing I wanted to say is that I know this is probably weird, and we're very appreciative of all of our viewers all around the country and even on other continents, of course. Continents? That's continents. What I just said, but y'all know
that's
what
a whole other word.
Anyway,
right.
Yeah, right.
And that's a terrible word. Yeah.
This is something all the fires going on and like the rush and exactly what's happening is something that we very much so have dealt with and deal with on a regular basis. So this is something that truly goes on in California. So it's very relevant to us. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I feel like what they're basing all of these fires and literally people being burned in their cars and things like that and having to leave their homes is because of a really terrible fire we went through last year, the Woolsey fire. Was that being filmed at all around the same time? I know y'all of course film in LA, but I don't know the timing.
I shot this in March. I'm trying to think exactly when.
So
this
not ex- not yeah, exactly
this year. Oh, okay.
So after
March
the
of this year.
Yeah, March of this year.
Yeah.
Which, however, regardless of that, we know that the Woolsey fire would have already happened.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so
if you did
film in March, then they would be using that. But I think the even bigger thing is that we've had fires recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I was just talking to my pastor.
Now.
Yeah, my pastor, and he had to be evacuated back on Thursday.
Wow.
And he had to be gone 2 days from his house. Luckily, he's fine. His family is fine. Nothing happened. But to see this, like, what do they call it? Art imitating life?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that you're watching this and this stuff is actually happening.
That's why I wanted to say, like, this is a very accurate depiction of what we go through with even you. Literally, you have cops, sheriffs, whatever, going to people's houses and telling them you have to get out or you will literally burn.
Yeah.
So, and then there's other people that will not leave.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and protect their house.
Which we saw that in one neighbor.
Yeah.
Prior to Will's character coming in, there is another Thug Tear moment when she reads that letter out loud that Noah wrote to her before they got married.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm telling you right now, like, I'm telling you. I love.
What are you telling us?
I'm telling you right now. I love.
He has to take it slow, otherwise it's going to be fuck tears happening.
Right. I love what Sarah Treem and her people are doing with this finale.
Sarah Treem wrote this episode, by the way.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And my thing is, we know that obviously next week is the finale.
Yeah.
No.
Obviously, you got to build up to it. But to see them come together in the way that they did. I still don't know exactly how it's going to end up, solely because there's other loose ends that need to be tightened.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they are showing them coming together and showing why. I mean, this episode was all about them.
Yeah.
All the versions was them. Them together and them there separately. But it was literally all about them and then finding themselves why they came together in the first place.
Right.
And I thought that was amazing. That letter, reading that letter, her reading it out loud. He's like, no, read it. Yeah. And then she's reading it and then feeling some kind of way and he's feeling some kind of way. Yo, that's amazing.
You know what I think it even more so is so important about that scene is the fact that it's almost like the beginning of Noah feeling inadequate in their relationship. Mm-hmm. He thought all of these years, we don't know how many years, but a long time, 18 plus years, that she threw this very important letter away.
Right.
And he never said anything. Like, we're all crying thugs, tears, reading this. And he thought this whole time she just tossed it.
Right.
So that's an important moment because why did they come about their demise ultimately? Because he felt inadequate.
Right.
Which he admits multiple times tonight and says, and it's all he tried to explain to her, but I just thought it was such an important moment.
There was a lot of, I think, revelations as it relates to the relationship, and it was done in a very masterful way.
Sure.
I mean, really, the way that they kind of put a lot of things in perspective and really, I think, setting the tone for next week.
Mm-hmm.
It was poignant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We do see that after Will's character comes on, he's like, you got to get out of here. Noah doesn't want to leave. He's one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He's like, nope, I'm not leaving. I got all this stuff. And I understand why, because it's not just like I have these things that can be replaced. He's like, I'm detached from my kids.
Yeah.
This is all I have at this moment. I cannot imagine leaving this and letting this burn.
Yeah, it's like leaving your kids.
Right,
basically.
Exactly. And so then she's like, all right, I'm out. She bounces and then ends up picking this random couple on the side of the road.
What does he say to her to make her leave?
What does he say to
her? That's when he says, which I wanted to ask y'all this because it was so important to me because it seemed to switch a little bit in Noah's version. When he says to her, he's like, just effing leave. What are you doing here? I think these people might be right. You have some sort of codependency on me.
This obsession.
And this obsession with me. And I'm like, oh, if you could ever make me ever say one thing that's going to make me feel different about you, you just said it. And I know he was just trying to get her to leave and he had just been through this, and he's been through this, but I was like, dear God. She literally responded to him and says, I hope you burn. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is always putting his foot in his mouth.
Oh,
he's
God,
the master of that. And this was another example where he did that. And I think whether it was to get her to leave so he could stay there and just get her out of her hair, but there's other ways to do that. Yeah. I think him doing that is just him reverting to his old ways and just saying things that he shouldn't be saying.
Is that a forgivable offense?
Is it a forgivable offense?
Asking both of you. Is it a forgivable offense? If someone's like, get out of here. You're obsessed with me.
Yeah, I think so. Because I think at this point, Helen knows that he talks out of his butt sometimes and just does like inappropriate things. So I think for her, as much as she doesn't want to hear it, I think she knows that like it's in Noah and hence asking him, you can be so cruel and yet so compassionate at times. So, you know, what the hell?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think she kind of lets it go.
Absolutely. Over, but yeah.
Because she'll give the piercing things too, you know, right back to him now, so.
Yeah, they just talked about his insecurities and, you know, you have insecurities, you act out of fear and you'll say stupid-ish.
Right.
And, you know, but evidently, it made her very angry. Just like, you know, I can't even deal with you. Why are you thinking like this? You know what? I hope you burn, man. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was just begging her back like two episodes ago. And then you're like, wait, what are you doing here? I was like, no.
Exactly. I did like how on the production side, when they go to Noah's version, because prior to this, it was Helen's version.
Yeah.
It's literally it's in sequence.
Yes.
So we see Noah home during the fires. He finally finds Whitney's birth certificate, trying to get a hold of her. Of course, she's not responding because she hates his guts right now.
Ghosted
him. Right? Exactly. And that's when he pulls out these tapes and starts listening, and then we hear Allison's voice again.
This is where I cried my first thug tear.
Your first one?
My first episode.
So this
was
like my third, I think.
All right, Lim, who's more of a thug at this point? I don't know. No, to hear her voice and to have this moment, like I said when we were doing our opening, it was just such an important moment for him to just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And to hear her saying these things that literally... we've heard the exact things, of course, in, I think, first season is when these recordings were actually done. But it just meant a lot to me as a viewer, and it meant a lot to me to see him be upset about that and to just be like, you know, the way he, even the way he smiled when he heard her voice, and to hear how he reacted or to see how he reacted to her talking about their relationship. The other part is... seeing him react to his own voice and the things that he says, which obviously
about is Helen.
Making a good thing, but how he talks about, you know, he's like, I don't know what had happened. I was so happy. And it was just like such a pivotal moment to me in the episode and in the whole show. Together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that when he, because we see later that this is a pivotal point to when he changes, you know, because again, before he's like, oh, you're just obsessed, da-da-da-da. He's not wanting, even though we know he loves Helen, he feels like, I can't be with her because of all the things that's happened in the past. And so he just kind of, I don't even want her around because all those things are going to come back. However, when he listens to this, and this is what's big, and he mentions to her later, she's like, well, what changed? When he listens to him talking about Helen. And how he described her and everything that was happening. So you take that along with that letter. And then he's like, oh my gosh, this was really the love of my life.
Yeah.
And I need to do something about this. Mm-hmm. So when we see that person, that knock again, I thought it was your character again. Like, dude, you gotta get out of here. And we see this neighbor like, hey, you know, I'm staying. Like, what you gonna do? And he's like, because again, he was wanting to stay initially. Yeah. And he's like, nah, man, I got to get out of here. Like, you could have my house because his mindset has finally changed. And he sees that it shifted. It shifted. So he wants to find Helen now.
He said he remembered how to be happy. He wants to live. Mm-hmm. You go from be like literally him on his couch looking like the most sad.
Just pathetic.
Exactly. Literally wants to die to change his mind after hearing this thing. I mean, I'm thankful that he did.
Right.
We knew it was going to happen because, you know, we saw the preview.
Well, actually, right.
Thank God he found that thumb drive, right? I mean, that thing was buried.
It had to. I mean, he couldn't just live there and just die.
Right.
I mean, to let that be the end of it? No.
No, that would have been the worst ending.
Everybody has been thinking that Noah was going to die, though.
Really?
Everybody in our comments from last week on Twitter, they're like, wait, Noah's really going to die?
Yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was definitely a lot of ways he could have died. Helen
swinging
as
in the
well.
Canyon.
It was a cliffhanger last week.
Yeah, exactly. So we see that he does run out and he finds Helen because she's parked.
Perfectly.
Right. And,
in
like,
Sasha's car, by the way. Let's not forget Sasha Man.
That's true. He tells her, you need to get out of here because he has this information. Look, the fire's coming. We got to go. And she's just, you know, kind of fighting a little bit. And then she finally, you know, decides that she's going to go with him. And then we see it goes to Noah and Helen's part together. Did you guys notice that her hat had the end on it?
Yes.
I was going to say it.
I was wondering if you guys had noticed
that. The foreshadowing.
Right, right.
We said it during, or when we were watching, I was like, Helen, it says the end. And then you see it say Montauk, New York. And that's literally how season one, episode one of the show started off, was this place called The End. And I was like, oh, no, they didn't.
That's crazy.
The end.
I know, right.
Exactly.
So it was like a duel. Right.
And you really saw it just before the snake bite. She's sitting there and it's like,
the end. Yeah.
There was a lot of moments. So when it's both their parts, then we obviously have to believe that this is what's truly happening as viewers. There's no like my version, this version. This is the version.
It's the version.
Have we ever gotten this before?
No, we have not. We have had, I will say, not Noah and Helen, but we've had where it wasn't anyone's version. They were just showing the show.
Yeah.
So we were just like, okay, this is what it is. But this is actually, and it makes sense to be poignant, to have it to where it's Noah and Helen because it is about them. So we see that they leave and they go down this trail. Did you all think that Noah was like leading her into the like doom, like impending doom? Because we know Noah can do things like haphazardly. He can do things spur of the moment.
Yeah.
He's not the best judge of character. He's not the best planner.
Well, that's exactly what he did here because he's like, I have this trail that I hike all the time and it leads to a fire road. How did you not know
that there's a cliff?
That there's a cliff. So, yeah.
I never went this far on this track.
Right. He's like, sorry, basically. I turned around by now. This is new.
Right.
They just added this part.
I don't know what happened. I mean, usually it's open.
Yeah.
So they go down this trail, and then they have all this time now to talk about themselves. And, you know, Noah tells Helen why he changed his mind, because, of course, he listened to the depositions. And so they discuss about Whitney, and, you know, he agrees. I feel like Noah is, because of everything that's happening, he has to own up to his stuff.
Yeah.
And he definitely agrees, even though Whitney said these charging things, these really heinous things about him, he agrees with the assessment. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I am this person. Mm-hmm. I have to own up to being this person. And I think Helen, seeing him do that, sees the growth in him, and she's just like, oh my gosh, he's growing up.
Right.
Right before my eyes.
I thought it was just a beautiful juxtaposition of how they both felt in the relationship, mm-hmm. right? So the dishonesties that were on her side and on his side, like that they both weren't quite honest with each other. So even though they were both playing happy, they were still not totally 100% with who they were as parents, as humans, as lovers, as whatever.
Right.
And it's just really interesting now being able to come back to each other in this way after having gone through everything. It's almost like this is the kind of relationship that you want to enter into, right? There's no BS.
Yeah.
It's right. all out there.
Yeah.
For and sure. you just love each other.
Yeah. For sure.
To right? life or death to do that.
There you
and
go.
And I think it was pretty brave of him just to ask, like, how did the affair make you feel?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know what's coming when he asked that. Like, I mean, or I should say, he knows what's coming when he asked that.
Right.
He saw certain things happen. Remember when she got into the accident and whatever. But for him to kind of be willing to sit there and take that and actually to really care enough to know, like, what were you really going through in your mind? What actually happened with you? It takes a bigger person than we've seen Noah probably ever be.
Right.
Because he knows he's not going to hear good stuff. He knows she's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I was sad, but I was tough. Like, no. Right. You're in this big moment of deep honesty, and he had just gone through all of the reasons why this. And I think it was important that Helen was able to say, when she's like, why did you do it? And she's like, no, you loved her. And he was like, well, I did. And I think saying something like that made her be like, okay, this is the time for us to just get it all out there.
Make it work.
Yeah.
And I think, too, we always see this when you're in peril, right?
Yeah.
They didn't know if they were like, they was like, I might die. You know, literally
this
fire is like, well, let's get it all out now because, you know, we may not be alive in an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we also saw this is another reason why they're getting all this out, so they can, you know, kind of have peace with the situation on both ends.
Yep.
Helen can have peace with, you know, the affair happening. I love how she asked the question, well, what if, you know, that would have never happened, would have stayed together, because she knows that she was at fault in the relationship too.
Yeah.
When they start comparing notes and how she felt, you know, was mentioning about like, look, like I really just wanted you to be with me because of my situation with my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't really communicate to them. So she put him in a kind of a bad situation. Almost like, you know, he didn't have a leg up.
Him
he
already was feeling inadequate.
Exactly.
She put him in the exact position to feel
right.
the most
even
inadequate.
More so.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
You want to do the exact thing that her very successful father did, mm-hmm. but you can't because of this. I mean, that's not to obviously Noah did some terrible, terrible things, but it's just, it was like the perfect storm of awfulness, and that's how they started their relationship.
Started the relationship.
Right.
So then you're just like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Nowhere good.
Right, exactly.
To the end.
To the end.
Right to the end. And then let's restart again. Yeah.
Speaking of the end, they do come to the end of this ledge.
Yep.
And Noah's like, Noah is so like, if you don't sit your butt down, he's always like, oh, no, I got it. Yeah. Like, you can just wait a second. The fire's off. You know, you can like maybe call for help or something. Like, look for a helicopter, whatever. But Noah's like, no, we got to go down. And he starts going down. Like, Helen's like, what are you doing? Oh, no, I'm fine.
They're repelling basically a flat rock. I was like, how do you think that this is a good idea?
Right. No,
I mean, it worked. But.
Well, it's Noah.
Like, yeah. It's a manhole here.
It's exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So he goes down. He makes it down. He's like, all right, Helen, you know, just come on with me. I'll guide you.
Right.
Horse Helen is not about that life.
Nope.
She does not want to. She probably halfway trusts him. She also, this is not her forte. She doesn't climb rocks on a daily. So she's just like, no, I don't think we've seen Helen work out at all in any season.
We have not.
So this is not what she does.
No. Holding babies.
Right, exactly.
Which is a workout.
Yeah. So she's obviously scared. Yeah. And this was another moment that needed to happen because I feel like they obviously got all this stuff out in the open.
Yeah.
And now they needed to build some trust.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And this exactly is what that does. She had to trust him that she could get him down that ledge.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought she was not going to make it.
I did too.
I thought the same thing.
For a second, not that she would, you know, pass away or die or something like that or be hurt tremendously.
She would fall.
But like she would fall and he would have to catch her or something like that.
Yeah.
Or she would break her leg. Like, you know, she would hurt herself, like minor, something like that. I didn't think that she would make it down. Yeah. But it was almost like the arguing helped her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it took her mind off of what the danger was. And she's like, you know what? I just hate the fact that you do all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, she's down the thing. And
she's like, oh, that's easy.
Like, I got it.
Yeah.
And then they embrace. I wanted them to kiss, lightweight.
I'm just saying. I'm happy that they didn't kiss right then.
The sensitive thug in me wanted them to kiss, but they hugged. And that's fine. I'll take it.
Well, I like that.
I'm happy that they did.
What did he say? You can smack me, and she hugged him. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
So I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think they're out of the woods, right?
Right.
No, they're not, because they continue on the trek. They also talk about. They do apologize to one another, which I think is good.
Yeah, huge.
And that's something that
finally.
They do apologize to one another. And she talks about blaming herself and Noah's like, no, you do not do that. Mm-hmm. Because she did mention, she says she feels like because of the things that she put him through, that the affair was my fault.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that happens in some cases with, you know, in real relationships.
This is where I think it's important to compare the parts of Whitney's from last week where she's like, you should have done this. You should have banned him and said that he was so awful. You just, you've always loved him, whatever. And then with hers, because it's so different. And we do see, and we've all always felt, I think like two whole episodes, we were like, maybe she doesn't really feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so different from like a child's perspective to what actually is going on. It's not that Helen is just obsessed with him and whatever, but like she sees him as a person that like she, one, just wants in her life, and two, probably wants to help because she sees, I've done these things to him, I need to make up for those. But like her kids don't know that. So a lot of people in our chat and our comments from last week, they were like, Helen is so codependent on him. She is this. Whitney was right when she said it. I actually don't think so. Like, I do think Helen has always just had a thing for Noah. But look at what she's done. She dated a very successful doctor. That ended in tragedy. But
yes.
She's now dating. It's not like Helen, even to hear her talk about her body, like, she's never going to say those things to her kids, so they don't know those. And Whitney doesn't know the intricacies that go into your husband cheating on you, especially with this younger person, kind of random, or in her mind, anyway. She didn't know everything that went on. But, like, I think that that's where it's so important because, yeah, I found myself being like, oh, well, she is a little codependent. Even when he said it, when he's like, you're obsessed with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, so should I not want them to be together? But when you see the two of them and then when you see her version, it's so not that. And it is very important how it's like, I'm not just codependent. I don't just want you. Like, we actually should be one.
I feel like in the entire series, right, from start to finish, I feel like Helen has always been trying to figure out what she wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's almost like she's lived in the shadow. We see how she grew up. Her parents are not the best. Her mom, oh my gosh.
Geez, Louise.
Can you imagine?
Ooh. Now I love her mom, though. Savage Margaret is my favorite.
Now. But you saw how she was raised.
Yeah.
And so she's almost like she's lived in the shadow of that and needing to be somebody that she doesn't want to be. Kind of always not feeling confident about herself.
Mm-hmm.
For so many years, she gets with Noah. Then these things happen, and she's always just trying to find herself, even in the relationships that we've seen since Noah, since the affair, and what she's always, if you think about it, she's always felt inadequate.
Yeah.
When she was with Vic, she felt inadequate. When she was this guy, Sasha, man, I hate him. but she felt inadequate. And so you see these, even the little trysts that she's had in between that, she's felt inadequate, like she didn't deserve them. So she's always been trying to, even though Noah has his thing, what this episode showed me is that they both have insecurities, major insecurities, different, but that they deal with. And they're also easily not whole people.
Yeah. But also, they kind of both suffer from the inadequacy feelings in a major way, right?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But just in different ways.
Yeah.
In different ways.
But interesting that they both suffer from the same thing, really.
Yeah.
And just, it was like this unspoken truth that they both were dealing with.
Right. And they finally figured it out.
I mean, it was...
And the most important thing, which Cheryl List just said in chat, that her kids don't know and why people would think that she was codependent and had a thing for him forever is because, and I repeat, Noah went to prison for her. So she is always going to feel some kind of way, and her kids don't know that, but she's going to feel some kind of guilt because of that. Mm-hmm. And so they may see it as being something else than it actually is, but that is, I think, one of the most important things with that topic anyway, as far as her being whatever, because she's never just going to be like, okay, thanks, bye. That's not what happens. You're always going to feel some kind of guilt or weight on you that maybe can be misconstrued by other people who have absolutely no idea what they're talking about as something else.
Yeah, right. I that certainly is a big piece of it. Yeah.
So obviously they get down to the end. We see that they're almost in the clear. Will, what did you think when you saw that rattlesnake and literally stabbed Helen?
You hear it before you even see it. It's right. Like, okay, everything's just too easy right here. Right. Like, is the fire going to appear over here? Right. What's going to happen?
Right.
And you hear it's like, all right.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there. It's like, Noah, is this the end? It's just like, we know what happens in the Westerns. Of you get bit by a rattlesnake. If you saw True Grit, it's like, if you don't have a horse or something, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
I am from Alabama, and how many rattlesnakes have we killed? A lot. And I think it was so funny because I say this to you, Will, especially, we have all been saying all season long, we're like, Helen is going to save Noah in some way. Not like life-saving thing, but we were like, with all these accusations and all this stuff, she's going to be the one to like come out. So I was like, holy crap. Yeah. He's going to have to save her. Mm-hmm. We were so wrong.
She's like, whenever I trust you, terrible things always happen. So and I was like, trust you coming down this track.
Exactly.
So
there you go. Yeah.
But we see, which we'll get into in a second, how overall they saved all of them, their lives. Yeah. But I was like, okay, here we go. She's bit by a rattlesnake. We know that, that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. You could definitely die from that.
Yes.
And so, but they have no vehicle. They're still stuck in Nowheresville. He picks her up. Yeah. He just starts walking.
Yeah.
Luckily, somebody pulls up out of nowhere. God. And then they can get Russ to the hospital. They go to the hospital. They're like, oh, no, you need to go. No. She has a snake bite.
Fill out some forms?
You need to, no. You need right now to see her. So they do see her right away. He's, of course, frantic because that's Helen. That's his, the person that he really does love. And so we see that she's okay. And then he goes into the room, her vitals are stable, and he turns on the TV, and we see that moment where they say about 100 people perished, and they show that car that she
Sasha Man's car.
Sasha Man's car
is gonzo.
Burnt up.
Yeah.
So what did you all think at that point?
It was just insane. When we were watching, I was like, why are they making such a big deal out of the car? Mm-hmm. Because all this like chemical warfare or whatever, I forget that it was.
Yeah.
But obviously, so what do we gather from that? Oh, the car can clearly survive through a fire. Mm. Not
biological warfare.
Biological warfare, that was it.
Forest fire?
Right.
Nah.
But that's also something that actually really happened with the Woolsey fire. People stayed in their cars because people told them this was safer than going elsewhere.
Wow.
And then, I mean, it is what it is. Anyway, but I just thought him being able to see and have that moment of like, obviously she gets bit by a rattlesnake. That's very dangerous. But for him to be like, if she would have stayed, if I would not have gone and demanded, I would have lost her.
And demanded that she get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he stayed in the house, both of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Done.
Kids, no parents.
Right. Yeah. No parents at all.
And he still has the birth certificate in his backpack.
Right.
there you go.
Did you see, what did he say when he, I think when he was coming down the side of the cliff, And he's like, Noah, what are you doing? What have you? And he's like, well, at least they have one parent.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Kids. And I was like, Noah, what are you doing?
You still have a death wish right like, now. Right.
Noah is killing me.
Kids need you. And right. She's saying, no, the kids need right. you. She's like, right. come right. on. They need yeah. both of you.
Yes. So so she's okay. Obviously, it ended there. We have one more episode, which I have no idea what they're going to do with that. But we'll get into predictions.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Talk about thug tears. Yeah. When she was like, hi, friend.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I mean, I feel like that was yes. my major one.
That was when the last one that came out. That was
I looked at April out. And I yeah. was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Lem right. said he was bringing me tissues. I don't see any.
I knew it was coming. But no, that was.
They drive oh fast. Remember?
That was a big moment. That yeah. was a big
that
moment.
That was a big moment. Because big I feel that moment was them yeah. knowing, okay, mm-hmm. it's on like Donkey Kong.
Right.
That's what I felt.
Well,
that's
dang. What, wait, we just
wait,
took it
wait, physical. Wait, hold on. You're saying on like.
I feel like it's on. I feel like that was the moment she knows that he saved her. Uh-huh. She also is recalling their deep convo. She also knows that he expressed his love for her a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just many things at play where I think Kellen is going to come to the realization. In fact, yes, I am codependent on you because I love you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay, interesting.
And I never thought I'd say that again. Yeah. If I'm recalling season 1, 2, 3, 4.
I never thought I'd say that.
I definitely did not think I would arrive at this moment. I just but put Lem, my hand Lem did. Yeah.
I've
Lem,
always been he, writing.
Yes. Yes.
Just saying.
Yes. Lem just wanted to spite me, actually, because I was so for Noah and Allison, but
we
fine.
Both were.
Yeah, you were. You
for
were.
A while.
But I yeah. just want to be on yeah. record. just saying. Do we have a special segment?
This guy. Yeah. Or okay. what not to do.
Yes. Special segment time. Take it away.
All right. Oh, and this is fun, too. We, our special yeah. segment is okay. what not to do. We specifically want to know what you wouldn't do in one of the situations that they were in tonight. Lem, I'm going to have you go first. What would you not do that they did tonight?
You know, to be honest, even though it worked out, I would not climb down that cliff.
I knew you were going to say that because I was going to say
not.
That.
Like, I would not be climbing down. I would wait. I would do something else. I'd find another way. I don't know. But I would not climb down the cliff.
All right. That's what I was going to say as well. But I will switch it up and say that I would not have... this really has nothing to do with moving forward to the episode. But I probably wouldn't have just gone to his house. He's, you know, passed out drunk on whatever else and then just, like, laid there. I maybe would have, like, called my kids because you kind of know what's going on. I was like, I thought that was a little odd that Helen didn't. That doesn't... really matter, but whatever. I was okay. surprised that she didn't call him. Mm. I'm with you because what about, you know, the kids, the other kids with Whitney? I don't know. That just seemed weird. Okay, what was I mean, for me, when I was seeing all the hordes of people getting out of their cars and there were people still staying in their cars, I thought, I definitely wouldn't be doing that. I'd be yeah. getting the hell out of my car. Yeah. So, especially a pregnant woman with hubby, I would have been getting out of my car.
Also, we're going to just do say that. For our hearts that they got out of the car. They did not stay in that car. We're just going to say that, by the way.
Okay.
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But well, I feel like there's a lot of, according to that news, yeah. that news
said
report.
Said over 100.
Yeah, said a lot of people were in their cars on poor guidance. Right. And so I'm thinking.
And
no,
they
no,
had
no.
And what, and they had a special car.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
They well, had, but not against forest fires. Yeah. Right?
Right.
So
well, we know that now.
Yeah.
Chemical by
yeah.
line.
Yeah. Trust the officer sure. here that okay. that was the wrong move.
That was definitely yeah. the wrong move.
Yeah.
What would you not do?
I think for me, starting to walk, I mean, I've seen enough movies. Okay, make the incision on the leg, tie
oh.
it.
Oh, you're talking about when she got
yeah.
bit by
oh,
the...
Oh, sucking!
Yeah, you oh. drop the poison. That. I mean, that...
Suck and spit?
Yeah.
I don't know, what did I do?
Yeah, that was basically it.
Is that what I saw in some
that's
movie?
That's the old Western remedy.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Right.
Right, right.
So, and get it out.
I mean, at get least it's somebody out. You love, and it's just a calf, so,
yeah.
you know.
Right. I actually thought you were going to say that earlier, whenever they were like, oh, keep, whenever they started walking, I was like, mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised that he didn't just, you know, like, suck it out, because that's what you do in that right. sort of situation. Obviously, you have to be sure not the... I'm going to go too far there, so let me not say that. Anyway, next.
I was impressed that he was carrying her from it for an undetermined amount of time. Like, how long was he?
She looked so tiny. Yeah.
Well, she had,
arms.
I mean,
so
he had to because he was right. Like, if he were to get going, it's going to blood's going to circulate. It's going to get faster to the heart.
Yeah.
So he had to carry her. Like,
right.
That was the only
no,
thing.
But I was impressed.
Because after you suck it out, he's got to carry her.
Yeah.
It's one of the
reasons
two.
To watch television, so, kids. You learn about rattlesnake bites.
So,
wait, are we going to ask Will... questions about like what it was like on set?
Yeah, of course.
We absolutely can.
Okay. What it was like on set. I would say first of all, all the actors were really generous. Everybody was great.
That's amazing.
From the director, cast, everything. I will say a big shout out to Dominic because very generous actor.
Really?
Yeah, very much so. I had something that I was preparing for in that week, and I needed an English accent.
Something else.
Yeah, another role. I was just reading it in the car on the way back as we wrapped, and we were just talking, and something just ask him. I said, hey, man, look, any points I have to do this English accent for this particular project? He was like, coming to my trailer.
Wow.
Dude sat down with me, read the dialogue, let me hear it so I could get the cadence and everything, listen to me, give it back to him. And I was just like, man, thank you so much for your time.
Wow.
It meant the world. And he was like, sure thing. You know, it's just like, this dude is...
I know there's such tears. I know. I know. Oh, God.
I feel like you so rarely hear stories like that about people on set. Like, thankfully you have a good experience, but something like that just really, you know, it makes us, you be more... connected to your character and more connected to like the people that we know and love as characters. So that's a great story to be able to hear.
What was Sarah Treem like?
She
directed this episode, right?
She wrote the episode.
Oh,
she didn't direct it.
There was
she
a gentleman, I think,
was she on
I'm
set?
Trying to remember his name. I think he's from New Zealand, the guy that's directing it.
Uh-huh.
And he was just on point. I'm trying to remember how to pronounce his name.
It's a weird name. I looked it up earlier, and I wouldn't be able to say it.
I don't want to jack it up, but he was great because, you know, we did the first take on it. You know, he was like, yeah, all the lines were there, urgency. I want you to do some push-ups.
Oh,
so you get that?
Yeah, you get that adrenaline rush.
Gotcha.
So I mean, I was like, I know where you're going.
Gotcha.
So the whole time I was doing like push-ups and I think they call it mountain climbers.
Oh yeah.
Heart rate up.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it's go time. Boom. So it spoke volumes after
and it
that.
Transcended on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
definitely.
There. That urgency was there. So I mean everybody was just cool, man. Mm.
That's awesome.
And very much involved in the project. So I felt very comfortable and, you know.
That's
awesome.
Great. That's really dope.
Oh yeah.
Inside Scoop.
Inside Scoop.
I mean, we love the show, and I think as fans, I mean, because we're simply just super fans of the show, and we just get to talk about it on this platform. But it's always nice to get the inside scoop about, you know, the people that are actually running the show, the actors in the show, what they're really like as people, and all of that kind of stuff. So I appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us.
Oh yeah.
Pleasure.
Boom. For sure. Let's get into predictions.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I know.
Series finale next week. I don't really know where to. I mean, I will say this, that only just because of the previews, I know they have to have a wrap up because we haven't seen Joni in a while.
Right.
So they got to touch back with Joni and wrap that whole situation up. So of course we're going to see Joni. I don't think we're going to see any more of Allison or hear any more of Allison.
I really
think that was it.
We might hear her name, but I don't think we're going to see any Allison.
We won't hear her voice or anything
really?
Like that. I don't think so.
Oh, well, not her voice.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, if anything we hear a name, is going to be like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it'll be focused on Joni. We know that the wedding is going to take place, and it looks like he's not invited, still not invited,
right,
even after the whole epiphany that him and Helen went through. So, but he's still there
because
he's not in, he's just in plain clothes, but he's there. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all culminates because Whitney still has to forgive him. Helen has forgiven him,
mm-hmm,
but Whitney needs to forgive him. And I think that's going to be the apex of the episode, her forgiving him or not, and then how that transcends on this wedding.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, let's talk the biggest prediction. Are Helen and Noah going to be together?
Yes.
At the end?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely so.
Are you a yes or are you a no?
I think I see it happening.
Are you a yes or a no?
I'm just going by the trailer. I think they bonded enough to... Let me just say yes.
Yes.
I just say yes.
You know, I think I've said no for a long time, but
I gotta say yes.
Yes! Yes! I am slightly happy about it. And I think that it is a good way. Throughout the series, throughout every season of the show, I, you know, will look on their Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, and a lot of people ask, like, how do you as writers write this stuff? Like, you must all be bitter, single people who this. And they're like, are you kidding? Actually, we're all very happily married. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're just telling a story. So I think it's almost like a ha 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 to people who have, you know, people are crazy.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
But yes, I think they'll be together. And I feel like that's the only, you know, that's what really matters at this point. I think it's going to be like a grand restart. So I think it's one of those, now that they've said all these truths to each other, I think this is an opportunity for them to take two.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, like, I don't think it's them just suddenly, you know, oh, we're going to get married again. I think they really need to get to know each other as the people that they know now. Mm. They're like on a different playing field with each other. So yeah. I think it's like a new exploration of love.
And Allison and I talked a lot about last week. I was very upset because I was like, is this, you know, the past couple of episodes, not tonight's obviously, have been just about Noah and these accusations pretty much and everybody's perspective on them. So I was like, is that the culmination of his character?
Like, no.
And I'm happy, according to what we saw tonight and according to what we saw on the preview, that it's like he's getting the, you know, kind of, the only word I can think of is judgment, even though that's not what I want to say, but judgment that he kind of deserves because he's done some very messed up stuff. But it's like, here's how we're going to show how he's hopefully going to rebuild.
Sure.
So I very much so appreciate
I an hope that they
like that.
I hope that they do something for him next week, though, to
that he ends up
resolution.
I want some resolution.
Yeah,
with
I
him.
Want some resolution with that
because he's been through so much. Yeah. Granted, some of it's self-inflicted.
Oh yeah,
but I think he needs.
I still need some resolution
with
it though.
Something with him.
Yeah, yeah.
With him. What do you think, real quick?
As far going as where into the
next,
go?
Next
well,
episode.
I mean, you know, I think he got. They're both looking for reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot for that word.
But, reciprocity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
And it is, if anything, they will end up, if not in a relationship, better friends. They have a better understanding of one another. And, you know, if they happen to part ways, it'll be on more friendlier terms. There won't be the bitterness there. But I think that whole life and death situation brought them closer together.
I agree.
I can't see how it couldn't.
Absolutely. I'm with it. You know me. They're going to be happily ever after. That's what I feel. So we'll see. That's been our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to our guest, William Christopher Stevens.
Woo!
Yeah.
Will, do you have any upcoming projects you want to tell our people about?
Spies in Disguise.
Ooh. Spies in Disguise.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I got a bit part on there for some characters. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
See you December 25th.
That's can't wait. Whoa, oh, Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. We're big
Christmas
lovers over here.
Is that a movie or
that,
a show?
That is Will Smith's new animated movie.
Hello.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, no.
Can't wait. That's awesome. Up. Well done.
Yeah. So I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. April, where are you at?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
We'll tell the people where they can find you, sir.
And you can find me on Instagram under Will C Me. That's WILL, the letter CME.
Awesome. Thank y'all to everybody in chat, by the way. I'm sorry that I didn't shout y'all out more, but all of our Zinden, Maria Ayala, Lori Stone Haskell, all of our faithful viewers in here. We appreciate all your comments.
Absolutely. Until next week. Series finale is going down.
God.
We'll see you. Peace.
Bye. Love.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.